Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jim Ozarski is now rolling up to Lambeau Field from covering Marvin Lewis, who outlasted Ozarski in Cincinnati. We tried to get him fired for the last 6 years, and the guy has nine lives. He's like the Teflon Don. He's like Gotti, this guy, in keeping his job. But I got to tell you, Jim, you finally had enough, and you rolled over to the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel to cover the Green Bay Packers. Pretty exciting gig.
I have. It's good. It's going home a little bit. I'm a Chicago native, but my wife and I have called Milwaukee home for over a decade. So, yeah, Marvin did outlast me, though. I mean, it was one of those where it just, you know, what can you do? As you said, we couldn't you couldn't really get a change there. So maybe I had the change.
So what happened? Did you you went after this gig and you got it, or did you not enjoy your time there anymore at the Inquirer?
No. It's definitely all in fun. Actually, Marvin Lewis and the Bengals were fantastic to me, to be honest, as a professional, as a team to cover. The Bengals are very good in that regard. No, honestly, you know, with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and the Cincinnati Inquirer, part of one company, Gannett, and a little inside baseball too. I'm sure a lot of your listeners, if they have heard of theathletic.com or subscribe to it, that business, that startup, if you call it that now, a couple years old, has just created this sort of revolving door of new jobs all over sports journalism. And honestly, you just had people moving all over the country. And that's sort of what happened here. A position opened at the Journal Sentinel because of these chess pieces, if you will.
Right.
And it was a good opportunity. So it was just one of those to go closer to home, if you will. So on a personal level, it fit. But no, professionally, I mean, we give Marvin and the Bengals a hard time, but off the field with the media, they were pretty good to me.
That's awesome. Let me ask you, because we're on in Milwaukee as well, and we're on in Green Bay as well.
Right.
We're on everywhere in Wisconsin, literally, Mad Town, you name it. But we're on there, so you'll still be able to hear us in Milwaukee, which is a great thing. And then you still can do the show, and now you've jumped over there. We need two things from you. One, we're going to talk about the Packers. Two, you're going to have to turn us on to someone at the Cincy Inquirer now that covers the Bengals that we can talk about their hapless football team with on the show.
You know what? I've got the man for you. Because you just promoted your Pharrell on the bets, I definitely recommend people doing it. Paul Daner Jr., my partner on the beat, or former partner now, he's just as degenerate as anybody. He loves to do the lines. He loves to bet and know what's going on in terms of that. And, hey, you never know when it's going to be legal everywhere, as they say. So, no, Paul's a great guy and covers the team very well. So I think you'd be a good fit. I think Paul would be a good fit for you and your – getting your Bengals fixed, your Marvin fixed.
And what's his last name?
Paul Daner Jr., at Paul Daner Jr. on Twitter.
Right, there you go.
There you go.
So now we're in business. Now, let me ask you, Aaron Rodgers, how long have you been on the beat? Has it started yet?
It has started yet. It's been a heck of a first few days.
Right.
I mean, they've made two trades and signed their quarterback, the richest deal in NFL history.
So what do you think of that deal? It's just gigantic. And now, I guess, finally, Mr. Rodgers can be happy in his neighborhood.
Yeah, right. And you know what's interesting is it's a history-making deal. It's the largest in NFL history, at least for now. As you know, the bar always changes with one of these, but it's still only like Yu Darvish money. You know what I mean? It's just when you put it in context to the other sports, it kind of pales in comparison. But no, what's fascinating to me about it is the $67 million that will be paid out before December 31st of this year, and then another $13 million by what, March 17th of next year. That's $80 million, you know, just in the next, you know, 8-9 months.
Right.
I think that's the most surprising part of this to me, is just how, I guess, flexible the Packers decided to be with that. Whereas maybe, you know, there were some rumors out there that Rodgers was maybe looking for some opt-outs or for some different guarantees. So I think what was interesting is they both wanted to get it done, so they both decided to be a little creative. And I do think it will leave room for the Packers to maybe get involved in some other, either a trade or at least have a be in position to still add players next year. It's not going to totally cripple them in terms of cap space.
So let me get this straight. Is it accurate that it's $103 million of guaranteed money and the $80 million before St. Patrick's Day next year? Is that accurate?
Yeah, I think it's 57 and a half at signing, which is amazing. I think the contract hasn't gone through all of the proper channels, if you will. So I think we're a few days or a day or two away maybe from knowing the true nature of those guarantees. But yes, it's about $103 million guaranteed, and I'm sure it's worded as all of these deals are. It's not Kirk Cousins. It's not fully guaranteed. I'm sure there's like a roster bonus,
right,
or a workout bonus. There's some sort of bonus that basically there's no way he wouldn't get it. You know what I mean? So but we'll have to see how all that line item stuff is when that actually comes through. But it is that's a big number, especially for a guy that really, you know, if the Packers wanted to put the screws to him, he was under contract for 2 years. They had the franchise tag to use for another 2 years after that. I think this is maybe a good example of the organization saying, okay, we know what you've done for us. You've outperformed the deal. We believe you can continue to play like this. That rarely happens in this league. So I have to give credit to both sides on this one.
Jim Ozarski with us from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Do you think, you know, he's been injured a lot. I mean, you know, the last 2 years he missed a lot of games. Do you think the guy is prone to injuries, or is it just bad luck because he takes these shots?
Yeah, I always tend to fall with if you break a bone, to me that's bad luck. I think if you're having a lot of soft tissue stuff, you know, and I know he's had some calf struggles over the years as well, but if hamstrings kept tearing or calves kept tearing or you know, I guess in his case, some shoulder issue. But I mean, it's football. So if you break a bone, to me, I kind of chalk that up to just the, you know, that's the cost of doing business. And I don't really feel, and if the doctors say, hey, you know, he's at no greater risk than if you or I ran out there to a break in a bone, then I don't see why the team should be concerned about it either.
Do you think that the after you left Cincinnati, that the Bengals will actually surprise people this year, the way they've locked up their defensive line, their end, their tackle, and that Dalton seems looser than ever based on his whole thing in Buffalo? Like, he seems like he's like really in a good place, which I think paves the way to possible success when a guy's happy and cool and everything's good. But they haven't been a good football team, but they have a lot of talent on that team. You and I have talked about this before, 6-7 Pro Bowlers. I believe they're going to actually be good this year. I think the Bengals are going to be a surprise team. Am I crazy?
No, you're not crazy. And while I am not a guest on For All the Best, I would hammer the over on this. I've been saying that when I was on the podcast with Paul Daner Jr. at the Inquirer, the Bengals Beat podcast, that was one of my farewell sort of messages to either Bengals fans or even if you're just sort of interested in such things. I think the over for sure. And then I walked out of there feeling this is a 10-6 team. And that might be good enough to win the division. And what's 10-6, 11-5 is, you know, that's the break of a field goal or a fumble. So, no, you're right. Andy Dalton, he looked like the guy that I saw in 2015 through this camp, through this preseason. Go back and look at the first and third preseason games. The second one, he missed a throw, maybe two, but he looks good. John Ross, the number nine overall pick a year ago, looks good as well. You're not crazy. No, they are a talented team. It's just and look, we've kind of bagged on Marvin over the years, but the one thing he's good at, and he's got a track record, a long enough coach to know this. He's good at that sort of underdog, nobody believes in us, bounce back type of year. If you go back and look up his career record, in those years where you kind of point to the team and say they should totally crater, you know, they should have no shot. What do? If they don't win the North, they go to the playoffs. So, and this goes back to the Carson Palmer year. So I think that combination is, no, you're not crazy. I would watch for the Bengals for sure in the AFC.
Do you think because the Packers, I think, were at the number was at, like, I think 10 or something. It might have been 9.5. Do you think that they're going to win more than, 10 games? Are they – because a lot of people – I've seen a lot of odds makers, believe it or not, even have the Packers going to the NFC Championship game. Now, a lot of people have the Rams, the Falcons, the Saints, Vikings, but I have heard the Packers mentioned with odds, and I've seen them on my Pharrell on a Bets show. I've seen the odds saying the Packers are clearly one of the insiders for a crack at the Super Bowl. Do you believe that they are good enough? Because I don't.
Yeah, it is easy to just sort of toss the blanket. Well, if Aaron Rodgers is healthy, they're a contender. And to a degree, that is true if you look at when he is healthy. I'll add a little bit to that, though. While there's some questions on offense, as they try to figure out their number 3 and 4 receivers and who's going to be kind of the lead running back, I'd flip it over to the other side with new defensive coordinator Mike Pettine. Taking over for Dom Capers. I mean, Mike Pettine kind of disappeared from the league for a little bit, and Browns fans might remember he was like the last guy to win any games up there as a head coach, which now looks like an amazing accomplishment a few years later. But go back before that, and he the reason he became a head coach was just a string of top 10 defenses in New York and under Rex Ryan. And so you've got that. This sort of new change in a system, but also their secondary has been totally overhauled. That's been a weakness. Jair Alexander, their first-round pick, Josh Jackson this year, Kevin King, their high second-round pick a year ago. Three guys who are, to me, very talented, have shown ball skills and what helps a pass rush when you can cover. And I think, you add Ha-Ha Clinton-Dixon to that, a very good safety. They're better. Honestly, on the defensive end, and that's really what's weighed this team down when Rodgers has been healthy. So I think it's two things, though, when you're talking about maybe looking at odds on a win total in the NFC Championship game. I do think they're a more well-rounded team, and for sure, I do think they can contend to go to a championship game. To go 10-11 wins, that's interesting because, again, if you look at Rodgers' history, aside from that 15-1 year, where they were upset in the NFC Championship game at home, they tend to only win 10 to 11 games with him, and maybe 12. So that's a harder gauge, I guess, with their schedule. But, I mean, as long as you get in with that quarterback, I do think, making that deep run is for sure possible, largely because I think the defense is so much better.
I got 30 seconds, respectfully.
Yeah,
did they make the right move getting rid of Hundley?
Yes, because I think DeShone Kizer has more upside, more potential, and I do think Mike McCarthy can develop that.
All right. Hey, congratulations, Jim, on the new gig. We look forward to working with you with the Packers and everything going on with the Journal Sentinel. I'm happy for you that it worked out. You get closer to your hometown of Chicago. I'm sure that'll probably be the next stop in your great career. Always love having you on the bench, brother. We'll get you on again real soon. Thanks for the tip on the guy, Paul, in Cincinnati. We'll get on him as well. Thanks for coming on the bench.
Of course, anytime.
All right, there he is, Jim Ozarski, our good friend. He was with the Cincy Inquirer, now with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.